summary. Jesus and his disciples. It's the last night in Gethsemane. Then they are about to arrive. And the disciples hear the words, "Get up." They are approaching. And then they show up on the scene. Jude, as the leader. And how do the disciples react? The traitor, he steps up to Jesus, kissing him on the cheek, asked by Jesus, "Do you really kiss me?" That was the sign for the soldiers. And they took Jesus. But when Peter saw it, hey, he's a person, he has to do something. He has to react. So he takes his sword and whoosh, in the ear of one of the soldiers, whoosh, cut off, fell to the ground. And Jesus, who has already been bound, he is able to get his hands free, stoops, takes this ear full of blood, takes it out of the dust without cleaning anything. Imagine an ear having been cut off there in the dust. He takes it and putting it back on its place, and everything is okay again. Whew. That's Jesus. And the others, they look at it with astonishment. He healed an ear which had been cut off, taking it from out of the dust. And it worked. Just so. So that all these soldiers had no excuse. So that they could not say afterwards, "Yeah, I didn't know that he is the Messiah." They had seen it. All of them. But maybe they thought, well, that's the job I have to do. I have to arrest him. They told me to do so. So I do according to my business. But there were other servants of the high priests. They were different. We read this in John chapter 7. These servants were ordered to take Jesus captive in the temple. And when they arrived there, they heard him preaching. And when they heard this, they were moved in their hearts. And then they came back without Jesus. Imagine, you have to take your heart into your hands. This is not easy to act like this. They had got the order, take him captive. And now they came without Jesus. Why haven't you taken it with you? Never before, and that was their answer, their argument, never before have we heard anyone speaking like him. That was their excuse. He's different. And the Sanhedrin, the 70 people of the highest organization in Judea, They were surprised that these servants were moved, impressed by Jesus' words. They became angry about this, the high priests and the Pharisees and scribes and so on. The soldiers who arrested Jesus, they did their job, although they saw Jesus healing the soldier with the ear, which had been cut off. And the other servants, they heard him speak, and they acted differently. What about you?